You're good.
Hi, Nathan. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
I am doing well.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. Happy Friday. My name is Nadine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. My name's Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and while I handle pricing and details for your area. So it looks like you've been speaking with Charles, my representative. Did he do a good job explaining the outline of the program?
Yes, he did.
Okay, great. So he usually does, but I always like to ask. Now, he did send me over some notes that I just kind of wanted to go over with you. He mentioned coming up on 2 years in business. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. And then it looks like you do have a website. In fact, I was taking a look at it. It looks really good. But this isn't the one that you're updating, right? Because I believe you mentioned you're creating a new one. I'm looking at one that's a Wix site.
Oh yeah, we're actually switching over to write down the name, but it's no longer
Wix.
Right.
It's a different application.
Oh, okay. So you're using like a different domain now?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. This one looks good still, but I'm excited to see what that next one's going to look like. Okay. And good job on your Google reviews. I see you have 3 5-star reviews on your Google profile page. Did you do that yourself? Did you create that profile on your own?
Yes, I did.
Great job. You know, that's the first step. So awesome job on that. And then I see that you do have Facebook as well. And he did mention that you're doing, well, you kind of prefer residential work, but you do both, right?
Actually, I'm strictly residential right now.
Strictly residential. Okay. And then typically driving about an hour for potential clients. Okay, great. So before we get into pricing or details, any questions for me about how the program works, the placement that we do? I mean, anything that I could answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you have any questions?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So, in terms of, I assume you sell like a tiered package, correct?
Yes, we have different packages. It really, Nathan, is going to depend on the needs of your business, right? Like we do Facebook ads, Google ads, we do Google guaranteed, local SEO. It just really depends on the appetite of your business, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's different packages that we offer.
Okay.
Now, what we do, we always, you know, set it where it's a fixed flat rate on a monthly basis. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We don't charge you per call, per job, or per click.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to your services, right, above all lawn care, what is your specialty? What are the services that you would really want to be found for? Do you do, you know, because, I mean, it could be a range of services, right, within lawn care. Are you more of, like, the maintenance? Do you do also the construction side of it? Tree services, fences, what do you do?
More so the construction side of it.
Okay.
But, I'll go as far as fencing, but no further than that. So I won't do decks or pergolas or anything further than that.
You don't do those?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Is the quote.
Fencing. What about tree service?
Tree services, yeah.
Tree removal or just like tree trimming or?
Removal. So we actually don't do trimming. We do removal.
Okay. So tree removal, I would assume the stump grinding, right? Do you plant trees as well?
Yes. Yes. Trees, that's another one.
Okay. So now would you say that you do some hardscaping?
We've got a paper floor.
Okay.
We've got small retaining walls.
Okay. Wow, these are pretty pictures. Sod installation, rock installation, retaining walls, landscape repairs, pavers. Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. So now I have an idea. So really the major benefit, Nathan, to this particular listing is that it's exclusive. And what I mean by that is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, what we do is we close out the category. What that means is we're not going to turn around and sign up one of your competitors because we're working exclusively with you to make sure that you're getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. I believe that if you're listed ahead of your competitors, I mean, on that first page, that that would be a benefit for your business, right?
Yes, it would.
Okay. On your Facebook page, so I see a couple pictures of, like, artificial turf. Do you do that, too?
Artificial turf, yeah. Yes, we actually do it. That's actually a relatively new service that we offer, but yeah.
I love artificial turf. It's the best. It's low maintenance. It's so funny. The neighbors would go by and say, your grass is so green. And my husband would be out there watering it. I'm like, why are you watering it?
You had artificial turf?
Yeah, on our front lawn.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He says, I saw something on YouTube that it says that you should at least try to water it every now and then. I don't know what his – I was like, I got to go inside the house. I don't know why you're doing that. But, yeah, the neighbors go by. Your grass is so green. I'm like, oh, my God, my husband's crazy. He's what like, oh, thanks. Think? I'm like, oh, my gosh, if they only knew. So going back – now, what I would like to recommend for you, Nathan, is our platinum package. You know, by any chance, are we talking on a cell phone?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So if I send you our pricing page link, are you able to, like, take a look at it so I can walk you through it?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. And the reason why I want to send this to you is because I want you to see what our original rate is, but keep in mind this is not the rate that's going to apply to you because I'm going to be applying a new in business credit, okay? So I'm sending you this link right now. What you're going to do is you're going to click on it, and when you click on it, it's going to open up a page that'll say at the top, Local Splash, and I'm going to walk you through it. Okay, so basically what we do here, right, our goal is to help you generate more leads, okay, most qualified leads for your business and exposure, but for the least amount of cost. Our job is to get you found online with the top online search engines and directories. We help you monitor your reviews. So we even provide you a tiny URL to simplify it for you and your clients that you can either text it to them, email it, they click on the link, leave you 5 stars, they don't even need a comment, and it'll post to your Google profile. Okay? So we help you in that way. Now, what I love about our program is that we also help you track your success. So you will have a customized tracking and reporting system that'll show you how many times you came up in the search results, how many times they clicked on your ad, where they performed the location of the search. You can view all of your profiles and your keywords. And we want you to track that, your success with us, and not just take our word for it, right, that it's working.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our company, Local Splash, has been around for 18 years. We've assisted over 10,000 businesses with their online marketing. Our average client satisfaction rate out of 5 is a 4.9, which, considering how long we've been in business, I don't think that's so bad, right?
No, not at all.
Now, how our process is, as you see there, we do the consultation, you know, trying to figure, you know, what your needs are for the business and what you're currently doing. We do a plan selection, so selecting the package that's the most suitable for you. We do a client interview and onboarding, campaign fulfillment, and follow-up call, ongoing optimization. So basically what we're doing in a nutshell is consistently managing your account. Because we know if you're successful with our program, that's going to also equal our success. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, below that, you're going to see it says Google Ads Partner. So what this means is that our technicians are highly trained and certified. We have met Google's requirements, by demonstrating ad skills, net spend. And once we met their requirements, right, Google allows us to combine our services with their advertising. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, right below, you're going to see these expensive packages, right? They're expensive. I'm not going to lie. These rates do not apply to you. Okay? Now, the package that I feel is the best for you, the best fit, is our Platinum package. The Platinum package is going to give you the Google Business Profile optimization, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bing Local. We're going to create the SEO content, so that's managing your keywords and search terms, right? Optimizing you and keeping you on that first page. Our client support team is in the United States. We don't outsource it. We do everything within our company. This is going to include Facebook advertising. So Facebook ads, we're going to run them, and those ads are going to retarget someone who's done a search on Google for your services, and let's say they didn't call you, but they go to the Facebook page, and they're looking at pictures or stories. They're going to see your ad appear. This is going to help you reach more new potential clients, and those ads, we could target an audience by interest, an audience by income level, or by location. So when they click on your ad, it's a click to call. They're going to call you directly. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results. Now we do the directory submission. Okay. That gets you listed on directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. And I'm just naming a few. Okay. But we'll list you on the most popular ones. We'll help you monitor your reviews. Now the landing page doesn't apply to you because you're already coming in with your own website. Okay, if you didn't have a website, we would create one for you. We do the advanced reporting system, okay, calling conversion tracking, where you can track your phone calls that you're receiving through our program. You're going to have the account dashboard access, so you'll have access to that reporting system 24/7, lead generation box, and I'm also including with that program as well the voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Siri, Google Home, so they can find you through those devices. That'll be covered. And we're also going to cover mobile devices. So if someone's using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they can find you on the first page of Google immediately. It's covering all of your bases. Okay?
Yeah.
Typically, this package runs $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. Typically, it's a little over $900 to get started, and then you pay $599 every month after. So what I'm doing for you with the new in business credit, I'm dropping down your monthly cost to a flat rate of $299 a month with just a one-time $99 setup fee. So it would make your initial investment for you to get started today, $398. Okay, so it's the $299 plus the $99. So your initial investment is $398 to get started today, and then you pay $299 every month after that, month to month, with no contracts. And that's whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, Nathan, that price will never change on you for as long as you're with us.
Oh, okay. I see. So the initial setup fee would be around 400. What was it?
It's 398. Yeah, 398 is the initial investment. Correct. But every month after that, then you are just paying the $299 a month. And that's for the duration of the time that you're with us. It'll always be $299.
Huh, okay. I see that there. And I was thinking, if I were to switch up my website, can we, is it possible to get, I guess, everything optimized to reroute to my website?
So the website that you, the website, what template are you using? Is it like a GoDaddy?
Here, let me double check that.
Have you started creating it yet? Is it you that's creating it?
I'm having somebody make it up for me.
Okay.
So we have a, it's a MailChimp website.
A MailChimp. Perfect. That's good. I'm glad you you're switching to that. I'm going to be honest with you. Wix sites aren't bad, but the thing is that it's so difficult with those Wix sites. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you're switching to that. When is that website going to be completed? They're working on it now, right?
Yeah, so I currently have the deposit, and it should be done by next week,
awesome.
Thursday.
Perfect. Once that website's done, all we're going to do is switch it out for you. Not a problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll be simple. We just switch it out. You just make sure you send us the link, and then we'll just switch it out for you. And we'll make sure that that new website is attached wherever we're promoting your company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can definitely do that. Yeah, that's not a problem at all.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Okay. So, I mean, what do you think? Do you want to give it a shot? I mean, this way we can prove it to you?
That wouldn't be a bad idea. Let me think here. So, let's see. We're already coming up on the end of the month. So my usual, let me see here. Let me double check that.
Okay.
Can we possibly start something next week, like on the 26th, like on Monday of next week?
Here's the thing. I don't know if the position would be available then, because right now my representatives are calling out. So that's why, like right now, you're the first one that qualified. I know they're still calling out. So typically when these positions open up, right, they were told to fill them the same day. Now, does that mean everyone qualifies? Of course not, because we're super selective on who we want to work with too. Really, the type of company that we look for is a business that has a good reputation online, a company that provides a quality type of service and that can handle more business. And I mean, hands down, Nathan, your work speaks for itself, because I'm looking at the pictures on Facebook, right? You have a good reviews on your Google profile. You know what I mean? And there's nothing negative that I see out there regarding your company and the fact that you can, you know, take on more new business, right? So you meet the requirements, right? But if, you know, and I understand, you know, the way you might do your billing, right? Because I do my billing a certain way too. So it's not all hitting me at one time. With that being said, right? I mean, we're taking the chance that if we wait until the 26th, that this position might not be open, because I don't know who's going to be qualified next. And although I really would love to work with your company, but let's say there was another candidate that was qualified, right? And then they come over to me and they are a good fit and they decide, yes, we want to go ahead and proceed with this. I wouldn't be able to tell him I like Nathan better. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? So I just want to be transparent with you. Is it because typically you like your billing to be on the 26th?
So essentially I run a couple of basic Yelp ads, Craigslist, Nextdoor, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But I like to have it all organized so the bill hits me at once.
Okay, let me do something really quick, Nathan. This would be a long shot, right? I'm trying to chat my manager right now to ask her a question. What if, let's say, if we were to get you signed up today, right? You pay to get it started, right? But what if I could have your next billing moving forward be on the 26th? Would that work for you?
That might work.
Okay. Let me ask. Bear with me here. So, I mean, you would be paying the $398 today, right? But moving forward, I'm going to see if I could get your billing instead to be on the 26th of each month that you're with us, right? Would that work better? So this way you know that moving forward, your next billings would be the 26th. Okay. Bear with me here. Let me ask her a quick question. Okay, I'm just asking her that quick question. She should be, I told her, I need your help. So, and she knows that the only time I come to her ever, like, I'm not one to like, can I get this? Can I get that? Can you do this? Like, I come to her because I'm serious about something, right? Because I really need help, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second. What was your question?
So I remember a while ago I used to have a service that sounded pretty similar. They were able to push me to the front page of Google. But that was like in a bad time for the business because I had to cancel it. I would definitely say right now is a better time. So I'm looking at your service pretty helpfully. But in terms of reviews, I remember, and I'm not sure, they had a service where if I could verify a review from Yelp or from any other service, they could put it onto my Google page. Do you offer something similar?
So one thing I will tell you is this, they do not, no company out there really can take your reviews from Yelp and move them to your Google profile page because there's no allowance for that, right? But that's why I'm saying how we help you generate those reviews is by getting you that tiny URL. And I'm telling you, like if you send invoices to your clients, it's so easy. Even through a client dashboard, you can go on there, put in the client's phone number, and then you just, or even their email, and it'll automatically send the link to them and just tell them, hey, I'm going to be sending you a link. Do you mind leaving me a review? Because we encourage that for our clients, and we want to help them get as many reviews as they can on their Google profile page. So that's how we help.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we make it as simple as possible for you. So this way, you know, you can, you know, get more reviews on there. Okay, so I have good news. First of all, because I was chatting both of my managers, they both answered me. So they want to congratulate you on the new business, first and foremost. And they said yes. So we would just do the $398 today, but moving forward, okay, your billing's going to be the 26th of each month that you're with us, okay? So I got approval on that. So I'll just have to, they're going to have to work it out on their back end to change the billing date once we get everything set up, you and I. So this way it will reflect that on the 26th. And I'll even read that in the voice verification recording for you as well. Okay. So that it's recorded on the call. Okay. So I have Nathan, I don't know if this is the correct email for you, but I did see an email and it shows that it's above all lawn care 831@gmail.com. Is that a good email for you?
That's
perfect.
A good email.
Okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm sending you two emails. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show you the price is $299 month to month so that you have that there. And with a one-time setup fee of $99, okay? And everything that we're including. Okay. Now, the second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, okay? This just gives you an overview of the reporting system so you have an idea of how you'll be tracking your results with us, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm also going to send you, although my contact information is at the very bottom of the email, I'm going to also send it to you in a text message. Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like for you to have my information for your records, okay? So you're going to receive a series of text messages. The first one is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. The second one is going to have our number to our customer service. So, Nathan, you're going to have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account. We do everything within our company. Anytime you have an update, a change, a question, or you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. We're in California, so same time zone. Okay?
Okay.
And then I'm also sending you this video. It's a YouTube link to it's a link actually to YouTube video. The video is like about maybe 6 minutes long. I recommend that you watch the video. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. Okay? It's nothing complicated, but I want you to get familiar with it. Okay? Did you get all those? Did you get those three text messages?
Let's see here.
I did receive two emails. I haven't gotten
beautiful messages ever. Okay. Those should be coming through any minute now. It could be because we're on the phone, so it might delay a little bit, but I want to make sure you get those, okay? Now,
okay, thank you.
I have your first name. You spell it N-A-T-H-A-N?
Yes, that's correct.
Nathan, what's your last name? This is just for the account purpose with us.
So my last name is Vargas, V-A-R-G-A-S.
Ah, I grew up with a bunch of Vargases when I went to high school.
Really?
Yeah. In Orange County.
What area?
Orange County.
California?
Yeah.
Oh, Orange County. Actually, yeah, I do have some
do you?
They're a little more distant, but I do have some family out there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I grew up in Fullerton, Buena Park area. If you're familiar with the south part of Orange County, I'm like, I grew up really close to Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, I see.
But they also had family in like LA, like in Cerritos, Artesia area. Vargas?
That sounds like where my family is from.
Really? Very big family. Very big family. Yeah. Actually, my husband grew up with the ones out there. My ex-husband, should I say. My ex. Let me correct myself. Now, Nathan, the number that I currently see on your Google profile page, it shows your phone number, the 831, is what I currently see right now. So that one is 831-228-2409, correct?
That sounds correct.
Okay. And then let's see here. Let me go here. Now, the company name currently reads as Above All Lawn Care, right? That's how it should be showing.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And then let's go here. I just want to make sure that website links there. Now, just remember, once you get the new website live, just send us a link so that way we can switch it out on there for you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Now, for the billing, the card that you're using today, Nathan, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
So right now, the card is in my name.
Okay. How does your name read on there? Is it just Nathan Vargas, or is there like a middle initial?
Yeah, there's just Nathan Vargas.
Okay. And what's the billing address for that card?
The billing address is 720 Glemar, G-L-E-M-A-R, Street.
Okay. And that's Watsonville. I show the zip code as 95076. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Was that the same address that you PIN verified the business to?
I don't show it openly, but yes.
Okay. Good. Yeah, I noticed that your address wasn't on there, which is good because Google doesn't want your address to show whatsoever. They prefer that it doesn't. Yeah, they don't want let's say you were a storefront, right? Or you sold materials, then they want your address to show because people actually go to you, right? But if that's if it's your home office, they don't want the address to show.
Okay. Yeah, that's really good.
That makes sense. You don't want anyone popping up at your house, right? Unless they're bringing you $1 million.
Exactly.
Now, is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Quicksilver Visa.
Okay. And then what's the card number when you're ready?
5178 0596 3594 9044
Okay, I think that's a MasterCard, right? Because typically MasterCard starts with a 5. Okay. And then, what's the expiration month and year?
Expiration date is 10/26.
Okay, and the CVV code on the back?
350.
Okay, I do want to put a security question on your account. So this is for your protection with us, right? You have a choice between your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Let's do the city of birth.
The city you were born in? What city was that?
Yeah. Santa Cruz, California.
My nephews wear shirts that are Santa Cruz. I guess it's the in thing right now with the kids.
Interesting.
Yeah, they always wear these. Yeah, they always wear Santa Cruz. They're like skateboarders. So I don't know. You probably know more than I do. Okay.
Actually.
So I'm going to be updating the package and processing the payment. I'm also going to be walking you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It is for your protection because I have you at that discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. And it's also going to state in there that your billing is going to be the 26th of each month moving forward. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when I'm walking you through it, okay, if there's something that you don't understand, Nathan, just do me a favor and stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. Okay?
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it reads on the first page of Google.
So the name is
So please state the name of your business.
Oh, it's above all marketing.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Nathan, business owner.
And Nathan, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, Nathan, I want you to keep in mind that you might get a call from a company trying to offer you some other type of online service, okay? They are not associated with our company. We will never call you to ask you to spend more money than the $2.99 a month. Even if someone called you and told you you needed to pay $5 for your verification, you don't give them a dime. You call us immediately, disconnect that call, call us and let us know, so this way we can handle it on our end. How you're going to know if it's our company calling you, all you got to tell them is, ask them, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is charged today's date, which is June 23rd, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $398. So moving forward, okay, this is what we call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. So moving forward, your second payment and payments thereafter will be charged on the 26th day, okay, in the amount of $299. So your next payment, you know, will be charged on July 23rd or July 26th, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
July 26th, 2023 is going to be your second payment. So once that term's completed, it'll automatically renew each month on the 26th day, okay,
mm-hmm.
in the amount of $299. Now, you may choose to discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I texted you, the 877-635-6225 number, and you're just going to hit number one, okay? If you choose to pause or cancel your account, we ask that you call 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges. So if you need to cancel or pause it, just remember, you want to call 3 business days before the 26th, so that way you don't get charged. Okay?
All right.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, the next thing I want to do is I want to schedule your client interview. What's going to happen in this client interview is you're going to speak with one of our technicians about your Facebook ads, the areas we're targeting. They're going to go over more in detail, okay? We block out an hour, but the client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. So what time, like, are you pretty open today, like later on in the afternoon? Because I have some appointments available, and I'd rather get you through that as soon as we can.
Let me see here.
Let me tell you what times I have, and let me know if any of these work for you, okay?
Okay.
I have 11 to 12, 1 to 2, mm-hmm. 2 to 3, 3 to 4.
I think 11 to 12 will be our best.
Perfect. Time. Okay, so we're going to get you through these notes, too, because I want to have these notes for them when we do your client interview. So let me do this. I'm going to send you a calendar invite right now. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your appointment, they're going to call you today between 11 and 12 o'clock. And we're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. And they'll call you a couple of times before we reschedule. But if you're in the middle of something when we call you, and you need 5 minutes, just pick up the phone and just say, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And we will call you right back, okay? I don't want you to miss this appointment, because the sooner we get you through it, Nathan, the faster we're going to be moving, okay? And we'll send you a reminder an hour before your interview to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, okay? So let me send that to you real quick, and then we're just going to go over a few basic notes for my technician, so that they know where to start from, okay? Now, I know you mentioned residential only, right, for now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm putting on here on the notes, let's start putting some of the keywords. I know we talked about, do you want me to list lawn care or no?
No.
Hardscaping, yes, right?
Hardscaping, yes.
Okay, hardscaping, do you want me to put pavers, tree services, what do you want me to list?
Let's put down pavers.
Uh-huh.
Down irrigation, sod.
Uh-huh.
Tree removal specifically.
Okay.
Stump grinding.
Okay.
Land clearing.
Oh, okay. Do you do excavating?
Excavated, not preferred, but I mean, if you have to, yeah.
I don't have to notate it if you don't want to. If you want to add it in later, you can. It's your preference.
Okay, yeah.
So I'll put land clearing. I'm trying to think. Artificial turf, do you want me to put that?
Yeah, let's put down artificial turf.
Okay. And this is a good start. Now, of course, during your client interview, you can go over way more with them in detail, okay? I just want to kind of give them, oh, fencing, right? Fence and gates? Do you want me to put that?
Let's hold off on that. Not preferred, but yeah.
Okay.
If somebody calls and asks, I'll
I won't put it then. Okay. And then let me see here. I have your Google business. Now, your Google business profile, you'll need to add us on as managers so that way we can optimize it for you and manage it. And your Facebook page, all you're adding us on is as managers. We're not going to do your posting, remember. What we're going to do is the Facebook ads. And if you're not sure on how to do all that, the technician will walk you through it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm putting that your client interview is today is Friday. I can't believe we're already going into July. I'm like, right? Oh, my God. Everybody's like, what are you doing 4th of July? I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. Don't ask me. You're not going to believe this. Like, literally, my house is so close to Disneyland that I hear the fireworks every night, and it sounds like a war zone. Do you think I care right now about 4th of July fireworks? They're so expensive. You're going to laugh. When I was a kid, my cousins used to tell their dad, I want, can we get money for fireworks? And he would always tell us a story about, when I was a kid, my parents only gave us a matchbox. That was our fireworks. I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go again. Okay, what are your, now do you only want to keep it within 20 miles? With Facebook ads, you can reach up to 50 miles if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
So how far do you want to reach with the Facebook ads?
I would say let's keep it at that 20.
At the 20? Okay. And you know, if you decide that you want to just target specific areas, you can always do that too, okay? And then now you have the option. You know how currently it shows your physical phone number on there, right? Your personal number? We could, if you want, we could add a tracking number that's linked to that phone, okay? It comes with an app that you download from the App Store. It allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You can even block spam calls from that. Do you prefer that it be your phone number listed as it is, or would you be interested in a tracking number? It's your preference.
Let's do it.
Let's do it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer your method of contact to be phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Literally any way.
Okay, all three. And then what are your hours of operation? I was trying to see if it's on your Google profile. I think you have listed for your hours. So you have Monday through Thursday, 7 to 7:30. Monday through Friday is 7 to 7:30. And then Saturday and Sunday is 8 to 7:30. Is that right?
Saturday, so the weekends have changed, but...
Okay, so Monday and Friday is the same?
Actually... Through the week, we begin at 7:30 and we end somewhere around 6. So
okay, so you want me to put 7:30 to 6? You want us to change it?
Yeah.
Okay. Monday through Friday is going to be 7:30 to 6 p.m. What about the weekends?
So on the weekends, so on Saturday, usually it's
around 10 to 3.
10 to 3. What about Sunday?
Sundays are just
we no longer do Sunday.
Okay, so Sunday closed.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I was going to say, you got to rest. Now, it's not a requirement. Right. I always ask out of habit, Nathan, are you licensed and insured or in the process?
Right now, we're in the process. So,
oh, good for you. That's awesome. And what are the forms of payments that you typically accept? Do you do like cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, yeah. Cash App?
Right now it's cash and check. We do offer Zelle, but the only thing is that Zelle comes with a processing fee, so usually people go with the check.
So do you want me to just notate cash, check, and Zelle, or just cash and check?
Just cash and check for now.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, just probably two more minutes. I need you to take a look at either, well, you can look at both. So I need you to look at your text messages or your emails. We sent it to both. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice.
Okay. I found it.
Okay, and it says, Dear Nathan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you'll click on that.
Here, let me get to that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did
that. Okay, now it opens up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay. So what you're getting under the services is Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. That means that you're just going to be adding us on as managers so we can optimize it and maintain it. Directory submissions, Facebook page access, again, adding us on as managers so we can run the Facebook ads. Facebook ads is included. We do Google ads, but it's not part of the package that we have for you right now. If it's something you want to do later, we can assist you with that as well. Google Guaranteed is a program that we also assist with. We would just look at availability, but that's always another option for you when you're licensed and insured. It's something we can take a look at. It's more of a pay-per-lead program, but these are leads that come in the form of a phone call, okay? Google Workspace, they might offer that to you during your client interview. It's like having an actual business Gmail, a business email. You don't have to do it. That is an additional cost, okay, just so you know. You don't have to do it. You get the advanced reporting, live client support team, as you see there. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, with our phone number 877 listed there. You just hit 1 when you need customer service, okay? If we ever communicate to you through text messages, your number is listed there. That's the number that we would message, okay? And then where it says payments. Now, right now it shows the 23rd, but we're changing it on our back end. My manager is working on that. So this way, moving forward, okay, July 26th, moving forward, and that's why I stated it in the voice verification, your billing date is going to be the 26th, okay, not the 23rd, all right? And it shows you there the monthly after, $199 plus the $100 is $299. Because what we take is $100 of the $299 and we allocate it to your Facebook ads and we manage it. So remember, you're not getting a cost per click. Okay, it's a flat rate for you. If you have to put it on a seasonal hold or you need to cancel, right, you're going to call three business days before that billing is due. Three business days before the 26th. So this way you don't get charged, okay? And then under cancellation and refunds, there's a little box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all the information is complete and accurate. You're going to click in the little box because what you're saying, Nathan, it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment. And then on the bottom where it's asking you to sign your name, in that box, you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads. Nathan space Vargas. And then click confirm signature. Let me know when you do that. Okay, the next thing you should see is it should be asking you to enter a username and a password. Let me know when you see it.
Okay, so this is on the email where the invoice was sent, correct?
Yes, on the invoice. Did you click on where it says click here on the invoice?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it opened up the page, right? At the very, very bottom, does it show you the little box to click where it says I certify?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so click in the little box because you're certifying that it's your name on the card. And then at the very bottom, there's another box with like an arrow that says sign. You're going to type your name in that box. Do you see that there?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you type in your name, then you'll click confirm signature.
Okay, I just did that.
Okay. Did it open up a page telling you to put like a username and a password?
Yes, it does.
Perfect.
So yeah.
Perfect. I wanted you to see this. Okay. So right now we don't have the username and password. This is why I want you to watch that video because this is where you go in to track your results with us. Okay. So in 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you an email with this link, a username and a password so you could start tracking your results with us. Okay. So I wanted you to see this part. We don't have the password or username yet. Okay. So you don't have to do anything with that. Now, the last thing I want to go over with you, today we're going to call you between 11 and 12 o'clock. Remember, it's going to be from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. We'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, and I'm going to make myself available so I can introduce you to the technician. I hope you get my favorite one. Now,
all right.
Now, just to go over the timeline with you, because I'm glad we're doing your CI today, because we're going to get moving. So, starting from today, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the directories, Nathan, okay? Make sure that when you get that new website link, when it's completed, send it to us so we can switch it out, okay, on your profiles and on your Google profile page so we can put the new website on there for you, okay? Now, within 7 to 14 days, those Facebook ads are going to be live, up and running.
Okay.
And 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you your login credentials to start tracking your results with our program, okay? Now, in our terms and conditions, what it states, okay, in writing, is that the first page placement on Google, that can take between 30 to 45 days. But I'm going to tell you that we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen it a lot of times, Nathan, where it has happened sooner, okay? In your case, it could happen sooner because you already have the Google profile page. What you're doing is adding us on as managers. But we'll be sending you notifications, too, letting you know when you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are live. So we're going to keep you in the loop, okay, as these things are being completed, all right? And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you. You made a really great choice. I'm excited for you. You are so welcome. So we will talk to you then shortly, okay? Between 11 and 12, we'll be giving you a call. Any other questions for me?
I do not have any questions.
Save your receipt for your tax purposes because your marketing is a write-off, remember. Any marketing you do for your business.
Correct.
Okay? All right, then. All right. We'll talk to you shortly. Thank you, Nathan.
Okay, thank you.
Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.